A number of species of risk have been seen near a part of the Ferry Creek watershed where the logging company Teal Jones is about to commence operations. According to Charlotte Daw of the Wilderness Committee, there have been over 240 marbled murrelet sightings, as well as sightings of the western screech owl, northern goshawk, and olive-sided flycatcher.
What's happening in Ferry Creek is very unique because there's so many people on the ground right now. And in normal times when logging is happening, we don't know what species are there. So all of a sudden, because all of these people are on the ground, we're getting sightings of many different species at risk. Normally would go unnoticed. And marbled murrelet is one of them. Sightings have been described as they're sort of shaped like a football and they kind of come billowing in. Or a penguin, people have described them as. They come in at night when they're done feeding on the ocean. They come in to nest in old growth forests. So they're actually dependent on old growth trees. And they nest on the big, big branches, moss-covered branches of the old trees. So they're quite remarkable and cryptic little species. They're quite hard to find in terms of their nests. But because so many people are in the forest right now, people have sighted them flying overhead.
And they are an endangered species.
Yes. So they are federally listed under the Species at Risk Act as endangered. And their populations are declining across six of their conservation regions is what they're called, including the one where Ferry Creek is located.
A spokesperson from the Ministry of Forests emailed CKTZ News, government has received reports about a number of species of risk sightings in the Ferry Creek area. Biologists from the Ministry of Forests, Lands, Natural Resource Operations and Rural Development, and the Conservation Data Center at the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change Strategy have followed up and will continue to do so. The ministry also hired a species expert to conduct surveys and provide guidance for management approaches in the area.
You know, I wish I could lay out a list of different things that would start happening once you confirm a species at risk is there. But unfortunately, the laws we have in this province just aren't strong enough. And so unless you were to find a nest, the Federal Species at Risk Act does not get triggered. And marbled murrelets build very hidden and cryptic nests because obviously they don't want to be found by, let's say, an eagle. So to think that it's just as simple as finding a nest and then the species will be protected, it's not that simple. It's very hard to find a nest, and without a nest, there is no protection under either the Federal Species at Risk Act or the Federal Migratory Birds Act. It's a pretty remarkable situation where you know these species, these endangered species are living in the forest. We've seen them. We actually hired someone to go in and do a professional radar survey to find and confirm these species are living there. And what he found was marbled murrelets were doing a circling behavior up above, which is an indication that they're nesting right below. There's no reason they'd be doing that circling behavior if they weren't nesting right below. And where they did this radar survey was next to a cup block. So even considering all of that information, it's still not enough to trigger any sort of protection for these birds.
You mentioned other species at risk as well.
Yeah, so there's the western screech owl that live there. They live in hollowed out tree cavities, often formed by woodpeckers. They're in the area. We have a rare lichen that was found in the area. There is also northern goshawks in the area. The subspecies that's living there is on the Federal Species at Risk list. And what's the other one I'm blanking on? Oh, olive-sided flycatcher. That's another species that I've personally seen there. And these are just the ones that we know of. There are so many smaller species like insects, things like that, that could be living there that are associated with old growth forests that we just don't know about.
The Ministry of Forests spokesperson emailed, "The province takes species at risk and old growth management seriously. In the Ferry Creek watershed, the province has over 2,000 hectares protected in wildlife habitat areas, ungulate winter ranges, and old growth management areas. The wildlife habitat areas were established for marbled murrelets, northern goshawk, and red-legged frog. These large areas for umbrella species ensure habitats are secured for many other species. like the olive-sided flycatcher. Ministry of Forests, Lands, Natural Resource Operations, and Rural Development biologists are also part of the multidisciplinary Western Screech Owl Recovery Team of federal, provincial, and independent experts working to gather information and inform recovery action. According to marbled murrelet expert Alan Berger, the forests on southwest Vancouver Island support some of the highest densities of nestling murrelets anywhere in their range. Dawes says that if they can prove the marbled murrelet are nesting in the threatened part of Fairy Creek, this will trigger the Species at Risk Act, and the federal government will be forced to shut down Teal Jones logging operations.
Have any of these species reached the trigger point?
No. I'll just explain briefly. When you hear that there's a Species at Risk Act, you would think, oh, okay, so if there's a species at risk that is found in an area that's under threat from logging, something must happen, some sort of protection or mitigation or something. And it doesn't. And the reason it doesn't is the Federal Species at Risk Act only automatically applies to federal land. So Fairy Creek, for example, is non-federal land. So all of the habitat protection that's supposed to protect their critical habitat doesn't get done. And it actually, the law gives the responsibility to the province. They basically just say, you know what, province, when it comes to species at risk on provincial land, it's up to you guys to protect them in a way that you think is good. And then that type of vagueness often allows the province to do absolutely nothing. There is a clause in the Federal Species at Risk Act where the federal government should step in and issue what's called an emergency order when the province fails to effectively protect habitat. But they've only done this two times in however many years since 2003 when the law was enacted. So it's a combination of a weak law and a weak political party, both the provincial and the federal government, who don't want to follow their own laws and don't want to enforce them in the way they were meant to be. So,
but you've said the trigger point has not been reached on any species.
So under the Federal Species at Risk Act, if a nest is found, it should protect that nest and a buffer around it. So without a nest, that law doesn't get triggered.